I'm joined now in studio by Anne-Marie Deneen. Anne-Marie is the supervising pharmacist at the Clochaid Pharmacy in Youghal, and we're going to discuss today the shortage of some medications at the moment. I was reading there's over 200 medicinal products currently out of stock in Ireland. What's the reason for this, Anne-Marie?
That's correct, Liz. So many medicines that we dispense on a daily basis are unavailable. Antibiotic stocks would be an example. They're at a 25-year low. 25 out of 27 European countries are actually short on antibiotics at the moment, so it's not alone in Ireland. It's a Europe-wide problem. However, it's not just antibiotics. Looking at the HPRA website this morning, which is hpra.ie, this lists the unavailable medicines on any particular day in Ireland. There's 220 shortages now. That is unprecedented, really, in the last 25 years. So it makes the job of both the GP and the pharmacists very difficult. If it was just a matter of looking at the HPRA website, unfortunately, some of these shortages come at at a moment's notice. So something can be in stock today, and then when we go to order it, it's not available tomorrow. So it's just a juggling act trying to make sure everybody gets their medicine, or if a particular brand or a particular type of medicine isn't available, that their doctor is contacted in a timely manner so that they can get something that's equivalent and will suit them. So
would there always be an alternative?
In the case of many medicines, there is a direct alternative. So 73% of medicines on the Irish market would have a direct alternative. There is, however, 27% of medicines that would not have a direct alternative. So something else that would suit and that's similar needs to be prescribed. So that's a little bit more complicated. It's a difficult situation, and it's not likely to improve quickly. It's an ongoing situation at the moment that really probably needs some innovative thinking, some new solutions to make sure that we have maybe a more even medicine supply over the next while.
And I also see that, like, just simple over-the-counter products like
cough medicines, Benlin cough mixture as an example. It hasn't been available on the Irish market for the last number of months. This is because there has been such a huge amount of respiratory illnesses over Christmas. We've all met each other and socialised in a way that we haven't done since COVID, really. And we have had a lot of cases of influenza, RSV virus, of course, COVID. And it's been a perfect storm as regards cold and flu medications. To be fair, a lot of people would maybe try to self-medicate when they have cold and flu or other type of respiratory viral symptoms as a first line. So, and that is the recommended course of action. If you haven't got any red flag symptoms, so if you're not feeling too unwell, if your temperature isn't too high, you don't have maybe a generalized rash or anything alarming, then it's appropriate to self-medicate with, you know, a cold and flu remedy or paracetamol. We can always find something. It mightn't be the product you came in to ask for. It might involve a little bit of imagination and something slightly different, but you will get good advice at the counter of any pharmacy or from the pharmacist. And there is a solution. It mightn't be that Benlin cough bottle at the moment, but it's just we would appreciate if the public could bear with us while we, you know, find a way of solving the drug shortage issues for you.
Is the demand putting pressure on the supply chains? Is that the reason for this?
It's not just one reason. There's multiple reasons behind it. So there have been transport difficulties with medicines coming into the country since Brexit. Traditionally, a lot of our medication would have come in through the British route, and now that has been shifted to European supply chains. Apparently, sometimes they can wait until they have a full lorry load of medication, so that can cause delays from a kind of an economic point of view. So that's one reason why there can be shortages. Another reason is that the price that the Irish government pays for medicines, and it's the Irish government who sets the base price of all medicines in Ireland, it's now well below the European average. On average, European and UK governments are paying twice as much to manufacturers that the Irish government agreement allows. So it used to be the other way around, but it has come full circle now. So that probably needs to be looked at because we're then less...
like they won't want to supply.
Yes, exactly. Because they actually, they're getting twice the amount of remuneration from some other countries. Then you have spikes in demands, as you say, Liz. So antibiotics at the moment. We had also an issue there maybe 6 months ago with HRT medication, where there was no continuity of supply if you were on a particular HRT medication and people were having to change at short notice, which is not ideal. That has been solved. So there's always a solution to these problems. It's just to find the solution.
So people shouldn't be too worried.
No. It just will involve maybe a single state agency which is responsible for the purchase and the delivery of medicines to the Irish market. That would probably help if everything was being done by one single state agency. Another issue actually is that we have become very dependent on China and India for a lot of the generic medications, and with COVID and other supply chain issues, sometimes the supply isn't getting through in as timely a manner as it would have. So maybe looking towards some nearer markets as well to supply medication, to a diversification of supply really as well. So it's multifactorial. There's a few different reasons, and it really probably needs an umbrella organisation to look at it and to go forward. I suppose short-term solutions might involve, there's been talk of a serious shortage protocol, which would list maybe safe and effective alternatives that could be given where medicine was temporarily unavailable as well. And sometimes there can be an unlicensed medicine available, which might be temporarily allowed on a government scheme if there was an efficient system to allow pharmacists to substitute for the normal product. Mm-hmm. So that would be, you know, they'd be the main reasons why there would be supply issues.
Okay. And I suppose about the high incidence of illnesses at the moment, and people are, it's kind of common topic, is everyone's sick, and I've never seen that in so bad. Would we be used to this pre-COVID times? Is this normal, or are we seeing extra sicknesses this time?
It's a catch-up time when a lot of us are experiencing one viral illness after another. It's probably good for our immune system to, you know, experience some of these illnesses and build our immunity back up. It's happened in such a short time frame. So you might have been exposed over a period of a year to a number of different viral illnesses, and people are getting exposed, you know, to one and then within a few weeks to another illness. So it is difficult on their immune systems, but it will level out. This is just a point in time where we're in a kind of a catch-up situation.
Okay, that's great. So Anne-Marie, thanks very much for that.
Thank you. Thanks, Liz. Thank you.